Welcome once again to our end of week quiz. This is the end of a full week of everyday English. And following our usual practice, we're going to test you on a few points of grammar and usage. Question one.
Listen to this sentence. There is plenty oil in the car. Do you think there is anything wrong with this sentence? If so, what is it? The question again. There is plenty oil in the car. Do you think there is anything wrong with the sentence? If so, what is it?
Question two.
And now listen to this sentence. There is plenty of food for anyone who wants to eat. Do you see anything wrong with the sentence? If so, what is it? The question again. And now listen to this sentence. There is plenty of food for anyone who wants to eat. Do you see anything wrong with the sentence? If so, what is it?
Question three. And now listen to this.
Food is as plentiful here as you can find anywhere. Do you see anything wrong with this sentence? If so, what is wrong with it? The question again. Food is as plentiful here as you can find anywhere. Do you see anything wrong with this sentence? If so, what is wrong with it?
Question four.
I'm going to give you three nouns. They are all non-count nouns. Give two reasons why they are non-count. One, blood. Two, cement. Three, forgiveness. The question again. I'm going to give you three nouns. They are all non-count nouns. Give two reasons why they are non-count. One, blood. Two, cement. Three, forgiveness.
Question five.
Comment on the grammaticalness or otherwise of these sentences. A. The president assured that appropriate plans had been put in place. B. The president's office ensured that appropriate plans would be made. C. The president's office ensured the visitors that everything would be made to secure the release of the captives. The question again. Comment on the grammaticalness or otherwise of these sentences. A. The president assured that appropriate plans had been put in place. B. The president's office ensured that appropriate plans would be made. C. The president's office ensured the visitors that everything would be made to secure the release of the captives.
Thank you. Now, each question will be read again. This will be followed by a suggested answer provided by Ajo. Question one.
Listen to this sentence. There is plenty oil in the car. Do you think there is anything wrong with the sentence? If so, what is it?
There is something wrong with the sentence. The word plenty is a noun, not an adjective, as is being wrongly used here. The expression plenty oil makes plenty an adjective, not a noun. A better alternative sentence is, there is plenty of oil in the car.
Question two.
And now listen to this sentence. There is plenty of food for anyone who wants to eat. Do you see anything wrong with this sentence? If so, what is it?
There is nothing wrong with the sentence. Plenty here is a noun expressing quantity. It is like the noun abundance. Just as we say there is abundance of food, so can we say there is plenty of food.
Question three.
And now listen to this. Food is as plentiful here as you can find anywhere. Do you find anything wrong with the sentence? If so, what is it?
Nothing wrong with the sentence. Plentiful is an adjective, and it is being used here correctly.
Question four.
I'm going to give you three nouns. They are all non-count nouns. Give two reasons why they are non-count. One, blood. Two, cement. Three, forgiveness.
The first obvious reason is that these nouns have no plural forms, a consequence of their being non-count. Forms like bloods, cements, forgivenesses are not met in English. The second reason why they are non-count is that they cannot be used with the numerals. We do not normally say one blood, two bloods, one cement, several cements, one forgiveness, 23 forgivenesses. We could also add that being non-count nouns, they cannot be used with the indefinite article a. We don't say a blood, a cement, a forgiveness. On the other hand, they can be used with the indefinite article some. We say some blood, some cement, some forgiveness.
Question 5.
Comment on the grammaticalness or otherwise of the following sentences. A. The president assured that appropriate plans had been put in place.
The sentence is ungrammatical. The verb assure always takes a direct object between itself and the that clause, which it also takes. The sentence you just heard has a that clause, but no direct object before the that clause. A correct substitute is, the president assured us, or the president assured the people, or the president assured the party functionaries that appropriate plans had been put in place.
B. The president's office ensured that appropriate plans would be in place.
This sentence is grammatical. The verb ensure, like assure, requires a that clause after it. Unlike assure, however, it does not take a direct object between itself and the that clause.
C. The president's office ensured the visitors that everything would be done to secure the release of the captives.
There is something wrong with the sentence. The verb ensure, like assure, takes a that clause. But whereas assure takes an object before it, in addition to the that clause, ensure does not take an object. But here, it takes an object, the visitors, which makes the sentence wrong.
Thank you both. It's time now to wish our listeners a pleasant weekend. We thank you for your attention, listeners. Please remember to join us again next week.